It's time!
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Hello there.
Welcome to the Godfathers of Podcasting, broadcasting live on the Shuly Network every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, in case y'all didn't know, they've been podcasting since before podcasting was even called podcasting. Archives of this show are available on every major podcast provider, and you can find video archives, merch, and more on their website, godfathersofpodcasting.com. Now, here are your hosts, two guys who have been broadcasting online since 1996. The Godfathers of Podcasting themselves, Donnie Da Silva and Chris Tidwell.
I'm Donnie, and he's not. Nope. He is the Tom to my Jerry. He is the wind beneath my wings. He is Notorious T.I.D. Chris Tidwell. Hi, Tid.
Oh, wow. This is going to be crazy. Let me apologize first and foremost to everybody that, I mean, hopefully this is coming across a lot better to y'all. We are, to use, I mean, probably a really crass term right now, to Donnie and I, this entire thing sounds like we're really, really deep underwater. It looks that way. We've been told that everything looks fantastic. We were told that everything sounds fantastic, but for some reason to the two of us, this is a crazy, crazy test on our abilities. So, I mean, I thought at first it was going to be the amount of mushrooms that I had already taken, but it wasn't that. So, because it's also happened to Donnie and he didn't have any mushrooms. But we're going to give this a go, Donnie, because why? Because what the fuck else are we going to do? Hello to everybody inside of the chat. Hello, Stacy. Hello, Chris Abels. Fantastic job on Levy Land. If you guys missed it, go back, give it a go. All of the shows here on the Shuly Network, we love every one of you. Donnie?
If you're in the live chat and Tid and I start to sound like we're underwater and it's buffering and the whole thing's a fucking mess, please tell us. Because we don't want to sit here doing this whole thing if it's going to be an audio nightmare. So let us know, because to Tid and I right now, this is a complete trip. Everyone else backstage is telling us, yes, you sound fine, guys. And to us, we're like, what the fuck is going on? So we're going to try to navigate through all of this. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, this is going to take every bit of ounce of power. Like maybe I shouldn't have done this many drugs as I did beforehand.
Chris Abels says sounds good, guys. Thank you, Chris Abels. You're good.
Well, man. We couldn't possibly sound any fucking worse, Chris.
Before we get to our guests that are sitting backstage, yeah. A couple things I want to mention real quick. Last week on the show, we had our good pal, former NBA stud, former NBA enforcer, former NBA guy you don't want to lose a game of cards to and not pay your debt, Gary Trent, was on the show last week. And we talked at length about the story, the news, the rumors around his son, Toronto Raptors star guard Gary Trent Jr., because Gary Trent Jr. was sitting on a player option, and everyone in the basketball world expected him to decline his option for next year and become a free agent and go test the open market. He did not do that. Gary Trent Jr. is a Toronto Raptor, at least for one more year. I talked to Gary Sr. and I said, yo, what happened? And he said, hey, man, he's going to stick with it. He's excited to see the new system, excited to see how things go. Let's get it. So I know for a fact Gary Trent Jr. is putting in a lot of work. He's doing 2 and 3 training sessions a day, every day. The guy is just busting his ass. He plans to be, I think, in the running for most improved player next year. So we'll see how that all turns out. Is there something on our screen? Because all I see is red, and Tid and I are real small on the side. Is there a picture or something up there that I don't see?
Yeah, absolutely. Gary's up there. But I just want to point it out very quickly to you, Donnie. Who was the one that called it? I called it, that he was going to be a Raptor. So, you know, the only one that, I mean, the only voice that matters, clearly.
I'm thrilled that he's sticking around. I did not expect it at all. So happy. And the best part about it is now we know Gary Sr. will be in town, and he's definitely taking us out for that dinner.
We're not getting him off the 100%.
What's that?
100%. We're cashing in on that one.
And by the way, I will tell you this. Following last week's show, a lot of whispers about a Gary Trent podcast. And I'm just saying, it may be in the works. I'm just saying.
Wow. Listen, I can guarantee you one thing of all of that. He won't be wearing a shirt.
He won't be wearing what shirt?
Any shirt at all.
Oh, yeah. He likes to not wear a shirt. Look, did you notice this? I'm wearing your shirt.
I did not because, you know, oh, well, there you go. Yeah. Good. Thank you. Did you pay for that?
Yes, I fucking paid for it because you're a cheap bastard.
Excellent.
Charge me full price, not even cost.
No, your cost was full price.
All right. Let's just be done with the pleasantries.
And, sure.
Hopefully. Please, chat, let us know. Do we still sound okay? Because right now this is a fucking train wreck to me.
You're going up that roller coaster, Donnie. We're climbing up that first big hill right now, Donnie.
I feel like I'm one of the people in that submarine that's lost right now.
Ooh. Breaking news to you, Donnie. You don't want to feel like those people.
They dead?
Yeah, they're done.
They dead.
They done.
All right. Let's
on that note,
put this thing in gear, ladies and gentlemen. It is time right now for the big hello, and this week's guests are friends of the show.
Thankfully,
he is making his second appearance, while she is making her third. Although you do hear her incredible voice each and every week on this program as part of the intro that comes in off the top. And that's because in addition to her work as a part of this killer band, she's also a professional voiceover artist, having done commercial work for big brands like PayPal, Bud Light, Twizzlers, and so many, many more. But more importantly, she puts cream in her tea, doesn't oversteep the leaves. She's got a kiss like a boxing glove. She reads books in the news, puts off getting a tattoo. She's every girl I've ever loved. And he is also here. No, I'm kidding. He's a certified musical genius, pretty much the person I always wanted to be. I think every artist I know in the Greater Toronto Area either has worked with him or is dying to. He can basically pick up any instrument and just absolutely rock it. He'll produce your shit and mix it. Hell, he could probably auto-tune the fuck out of me and make me sound half decent. I first met these two as members of the super electric Sky Wallace band before realizing they had their own two-person ensemble, which I absolutely love. Their sound is my happy place. Body feels weird, dive in, Every Girl, and I Dated an Idiot are just a few of their tracks that are part of my daily commute. In addition to all of that, they are also two of the absolute sweetest people I know. Next week, they're releasing a new EP titled Ahem, which coincidentally is also the name of my sex tape. Ladies and gentlemen, I know I seem excited, but I'm going to try to stay calm because they got a new EP and I found my CD-ROM. I'm going to tell all my friends from here to Vietnam, check their fancy site. It's theirname.com. All you kids cop it. It's perfect for a prom. Their music heals wounds like a soothing lip balm. Find them on social. They're the cutest sitcom. Now give it up for Gina and Devin. They are Altered by Mom.
Yay! That was the best intro I've ever heard in my life.
Wow. He does it again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, Chris Abel's $9.99. Donnie's intros are straight flamer.
Fire. Yes. And listen, yeah, I'm gonna look, you guys are songwriters, so you can appreciate my struggle here. Yeah, according 100%. To the internets, there are only 88 words that rhyme with mom.
I know,
and I already tough. Did one of these for you guys.
That's right.
Yeah, That's less and less choices every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the next time you come in, I'm just going to be like, okay, they're here.
Yeah, I'm done with the intros.
You just have to do it with a British voice so you can rhyme things with mum.
Yeah.
Mum. Altered by mum.
Altered by mum.
Yep. Altered by mum.
Yeah. Hi, altered by mum. How are you guys?
Hi.
Ah, we're charmed.
Yeah, surely. Glad to be back.
It is so fun to have you guys here. It is not hyperbole when I say that you guys have become one of my absolute favorite bands. Every single day I sit in traffic, I do this long ass commute, and every single day I've got Amazon Music playing and I'm streaming you guys every single day. Amazing. Because your music is just happy music. It just makes me feel fucking good. And it's like, yes, I love my death metal. Yes, I love my gangster rap. Yes, I love all of that stuff. But there's something so nourishing about your shit.
Thank you, man. That's so nice.
Appreciate that.
You and the five other people that listen.
They're the same five that are watching this right now.
Yeah. No, that means a lot. Thank you so much. It's
as the kids say, I stan for Altered by Mom, but it's pretty rare that I go out on a limb like that for any band, because it's like, I'm one of these people where it's like, I go all in on a sound for a little while. Like, I'll play the shit out of a record over and over, and then I'm sick of it. Then I don't want to hear it again for a long, long time. Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know if you guys are like that. I'm like that. Because when people say to me, so who's your favorite band? Who do you like? I don't usually have an answer. I really don't.
Yeah. I mean, music changes. Like, it's just where you're at in that point of life, you know? Like, I feel like the music that you listen to between, like, the age of 13 and 20 is, like, that those will always be, like, part of who you are and, like, those very formative artists. But then, like, after that, like, you're going to identify with different artists in different points of your life, right? So it makes sense.
I remember when I first met Tid. And this is going back like 26 years ago when I was only four. And so when I met Tid, I thought that I had a really good sense of musical taste. And then he started introducing me to bands I'd never fucking heard of. And it's like all this industrial metal and all this grinding shit that was like the stuff of horror movies. And I'm like, I rather like this.
Yeah, I know that. I mean,
that's the best thing, though, is as you have to be able to appreciate all kinds of music, right? Whether it's not what you sit in, it's part of your daily, what you listen to or anything like that. There, you have to appreciate, especially as a musician, there's so many different ways to make your sound, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, like, you can really draw on lots of stuff. I think we're pretty open-minded. I feel like I used to be... In a lot of the bands I was in, I was often one of the people that knew a lot about music, maybe like Donnie felt as a young four-year-old. And then I met Gina, who literally just knows way more. So it's pretty fantastic, you know?
We're pretty evenly matched.
Yeah.
So I got to ask, because last time we spoke, you guys, you know, Was it during COVID? Was it during the pandemic?
I think so.
It was last time that we had spoken, stuff like that, right? And you guys...
The last time we spoke to them was... beginning of this year.
Okay. Anyways. And we had talked about you guys had done 52 songs in like 52 weeks. Craziness. Yeah. Did you slow down a little bit for this latest one?
So we haven't really slowed down because we have a lot more fun stuff coming up. But we decided to present a snack size version instead of... the Italian 10-course meal that we did.
Songs is a 52. Healthy serving.
Yeah. So this new album, it's just an EP and it's just four songs.
An amuse-bouche, if you will.
An amuse-bouche.
An amuse-array.
When you guys put out Every Girl, I can't remember if I messaged Gina or Devin or Altered by Mom account on Instagram. I can't remember who I messaged, but I said, fuck, stop putting out bangers because I'm still listening to the last one. I love this song, you know? Like, I'm still memorizing the words to Dive In. And then Every Girl comes in and it hits me because I'm such a lyric whore. Like, I love lyricism, right?
Yeah, that's
to me, that's what gets me harder than anything. Like, yeah, I want a good riff. yeah, I want a catchy hook, but lyricism is what draws me in. I love the, like, I was reciting some of those lyrics in our intro today, right? And it's like, she's got a kiss like a boxing glove. What the fuck?
You know it. You know it when you try it, right? You're like, okay, holy, there's the boxing glove.
Oh my God.
That's what, like, that new relationship energy does to you, though. It, like, knocks you out, right?
I love that. It's so deep. It's so profound. It's so, like, yeah, everyone knows that new love feeling. And it's so great. And I think the last time you guys were on the show.
That's what it is.
What's that, Sid?
New car smell.
It is.
Absolutely.
I couldn't hear what you just said.
Everybody loves new car smell.
Yeah.
Oh, new car smell. Yes. The last time you guys were on the show, I think I said, like, you have a lot of songs that are romantic without feeling corny, you know? And that's, like, that's a really tough balance, I think. Because a lot of times, especially if you're not in a relationship, you hear that stuff and you go, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, like, I love the lyrics that Devin comes up with. You know, we take a lot of pride in kind of, we like to, like, kind of dance that line between, like, is this too cheeky,
is it too,
or
clever?
Yeah, is it too clever? Like, you know what I mean? But I feel like it's kind of part of our whole thing now.
It's a
so
shtick.
Yeah, it's part of our shtick. So it's kind of nice. But in this, then we also like to say that, you know, we'll start off laughing hearing one of our songs, and then at the end you'll be crying and you don't realize that.
Yeah, we like to pull the old bait and switch.
Yeah, yeah.
Fooled you.
Yeah.
My lost interest says here, just sampled some of your music on Apple Music. Donnie was right. Really enjoyed your music. Possible to get this new album on vinyl?
Yes. So we have plans for vinyl. So this is just a 4-song EP. It's just in a CD form right now. But we have some more stuff coming out that this will be on a vinyl included with, to make it
combo vinyl,
a full thing that we haven't talked about yet. So stay tuned.
I literally went through my garage this week in anticipation of your new album coming out, searching for an old portable CD player because I don't have one anymore.
I know. Hard.
That's what I keep saying to everybody. I'm like, if you have one, you can get one.
Like, if you have a way to play it.
Yeah.
You can
a lot of this. People still do have them in their cars, and then a lot of, like, radio submissions and stuff still need CDs. So that's kind of why we still do it. But it's also nice too. Like, it's a cheap thing on our merch table that people can buy if they want to.
Yep. Never mind still having CD players in the car. All the new cars don't even have AM radio.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy, right? Look at this picture. Look at you good-looking kids.
Yeah.
I was telling
what?
I was telling Tid the story backstage before you guys joined us tonight in our production meeting, and I was saying last month I was in New York City. I took my kid down to Times Square because I'm gonna see Times Square for the first time. So we're wandering around and some buskers came up to me. It's like, hey man, what's up? Where are you from? Yo, Toronto. Yeah, represent. Okay, listen, I'm out here selling music, man. You wanna, like, you know, represent local art? And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll represent local artists, you know, whatever. So he's like, okay, cool, man. It's $10 for the CD. All right, I don't know where I'm gonna put a CD, but here's $10, and okay, I'm gonna trust that it's good. And then, of course, as soon as I do that, 5 other people are dissed. Yo, what about me? Yo, what about me? I got a CD too. And so, like, I end up buying, like, 3 CDs. But 2 of them aren't even CDs. They're CD-shaped with a link to Spotify. I bought a link.
That's the old bait and switch.
Yeah, that is really smart.
That is, we're going to steal that.
Why did we print real CDs like
we
idiots?
We spent so much money.
I bought links.
That's freaking funny, man.
Dude, they saw you coming a mile away, mostly because you're, like, you know, 8 feet tall. But they definitely said, oh, there's a Canadian right there. He's going to give us the money, no problem.
Yep. Sorry. Before that comment was up on the screen, I think there was a previous comment and I was rambling and we didn't get to it. What was the other comment that was up on the screen, boys?
Oh, it was, there's a Donnie born every minute. Oh, this one. Shaka Chris. Yay. I am listening to this band on split screen. New favorite band.
I love
I'm
it.
I'm telling
You're our
you, like, I'm not full of shit when I say, like, regardless of what your preferred genre is, I feel like Altered by Mom is, like, one of those things that just, they're like French fries. Like, everyone likes fucking French fries.
We are like French fries.
Yeah. Like, who the fuck doesn't want French fries?
We're white and we're a little boring. We're like French fries.
Like, and you'll hide under my driver's the driver's seat for like 7 years and nobody
and
will
still
find
good.
Like,
yeah.
Some are small, some are big. It's, yeah. You know, we got all types here.
Yeah.
That last photo, Austin, if you can throw that back up. Like, Devin is totally the personification of a French fry dipped in mayonnaise.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
And I am the mayonnaise.
I have a hat on in that picture that says death on it. And my mom saw it and she's like, I'm going to just pretend that says Beth, which is her name. So now whenever she sees it, she's like, Beth, that's great.
That's nice.
That's nice. What a nice picture.
So it's the Beth hat now.
Yeah. This feels
like it should be in the window of Hot Topic.
Yeah, I should try and be more pale somehow. I don't know if there's
Le Chateau. I was thinking more like Le Chateau when they went through that like Le Chateau punk phase.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm going to tell a story, but it's related. So we just, we were in Exclaim magazine, which is for the international listeners, are like a Toronto music magazine that was sweet. And I wanted to like take a chance. We're all like trying to push each other, take some chances. So I was like, I'm going to be in this shirt, in this picture with like, my shirt open, revealing. Usually we try and dress Gina in the more revealing clothes.
But I was sort of
like,
try.
I was sort of like, I'm going to like, whatever. I'm going to have like a body positivity moment. And I do all that stuff. And then I was telling a friend about this who had seen the picture and just like, yeah. Like I just like went with my shirt open, feeling really good. And she was like, oh, you're so pale. I just thought it was a white shirt.
That's no. So,
yeah. I guess I feel fine about some other stuff, but I got to work on the paleness.
Here on this show, for whatever reason, for the last few weeks, there's been this trend of trying to get us naked. Like the audience is constantly like razzing us to try. And it all started a few weeks ago when we did the Donnie Does Edibles show.
Yeah.
And these guys tried to trip me the fuck out. So all of a sudden Tid is naked. Our guest is naked. Our producers are popping on screen naked. And then people in the chat are like, come on, Donnie, take your clothes off. I'm like, I'm not that fucking high. So, and then last week, Gary Trent, former Toronto Raptor, he's on the show. He's always naked. Like always.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't keep clothes on that guy. So it's like, okay, people sending your tips. Maybe Devin will rip his clothes off. Like, we'll see.
Yeah, you never know. We can, you can see this paleness.
That was
good.
Thanks, Julie Network.
So, like I said, I'm super excited for the new EP. You guys were just, where were you just recently? Were you in Alberta? Where the hell were you again?
We were in exotic Winnipeg.
Yes.
Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm. Manitoba.
How's Winnipeg this time of year?
You know what? We did a boat tour, like a tourist trap. Come on the boat and we'll tell you some facts about Winnipeg. And we had a great time.
It was
I learned
awesome.
Lots of stuff about Winnipeg. Louis Riel, the man, the legend.
Yep.
You know, lots of good stuff there. Interesting stuff about flood lines, those sort of things. And we passed a fancy apartment building that was having a bachelorette party. And we got to see, I don't know if she was the bachelorette or just another in her party, but we got to see her perform with an 8-foot-tall plush penis.
And she was helping that thing, it was her job.
She had a cowboy hat on and she was riding this huge penis cock.
For every boat tour that went by.
Yeah. Yeah, we did have some small children on our tour boat.
Shield your eyes, children.
Yeah.
Tid, so she stole your gimmick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm supposed to have the 8-foot cock.
And what was it, like a week ago or 2 weeks ago? You guys actually went and opened for Alanis?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We played the PGA
with Sky Wallace.
And then Alanis, we watched Alanis. Literally amazing. Might sing better now than back in the day.
Oh, I had a religious experience watching her because she was like a huge anchor for me, growing up. Like I was just that age that she was perfect for me. And just like, and she's amazing. Like she was all over the stage.
So many hit songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just screaming every song as loud as I could. It was so good. Just like weeping. Like I don't usually cry for stuff, but it was like I was just in the audience. Like I was that person, just being like, yes.
I do usually cry for stuff, but she finished with "Thank you,"
and
I cried. I could cry now. It's just like she's what gratitude. This is amazing. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so good.
Did you guys get a chance to interact with her at all?
Not in this case. No.
That's okay.
You know, there was a time where she was before. Somebody fact check me on this, but because I've been told, I'm pretty sure it's true. I think before, up until Teenage Dream by Katy Perry was released, the album, Alanis had the most number ones off a record in the world by a female artist for like 10 years, for as long as Jagged Little Pill was out before
Billie
Teenage
Eilish
Dream.
Knock her off? Is that the first one or something?
No, it's Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, yeah. Right, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
I think if our producers can fact check us, because I remember that being a stat out there that Alanis Morissette had one of the best selling albums by a female artist of all time.
Yeah. I think it just sold an unbelievable amount.
And it was really cool too, because she played a lot of songs from that record. And
so good.
Which is, I mean, but it's nice because it's like, it's such a long time ago, and I know she has like a million records since then. Yeah. And like, she doesn't have to do that.
Yeah.
But it's so nice that she did, because like everybody was there. And then artists are doing this new thing now where they'll put like, they'll do like interludes in between like their hit songs, and they'll play like 30 seconds or like the chorus of their new song, and they just give you like this little preview of it, which I kind of love, because then you get to hear it, but then it's like, you know, you don't have to sit through a bunch of new songs that you don't know. So yeah.
Katy took Michael Jackson's record for most number ones off an album.
Oh, I was mixing up Alanis Morissette and Michael Jackson, as I often do.
I can see how you make that mistake.
They sound literally the same, do they not?
No.
You know, I mean, other than the whole alleged molestation thing, you know, I think they're like exactly the same.
Even now, the alleged is in quotes. Like, we're all like, it's not alleged anymore, is it? Really?
Like, listen, as long as somebody can come after me on this show, I'm always going to say alleged.
Yeah, that's true. Right? That.
You know what I noticed?
Oh, me twice.
When Jagged Little Pill really, really hit, and mind you, this is many years before I was even born, but when Jagged Little Pill really hit, I remember, I heard about it, I don't remember. I remember hearing there was a lot of angst amongst Canadian music fans, because like, oh, that's the never too hot girl. She's a little teeny bopper with her little pop music. This is fake. This is manufactured bullshit. And it's like, I feel like Canadians do this a lot. When a Canadian talent makes it big internationally or south of the border, it's like we want to tear them down because they're not ours anymore. I feel like Canadians did the same thing with the Bare Naked Ladies. They did the same thing with so many other artists that, you know, just transcended being that cool Canadian band. And by the way, Never Too Hot was a fucking jam. Yeah. So like, get the fuck out of here. But like, who doesn't change their musical taste from the time you're a kid to when you get older? Am I crazy?
Yeah. No. And I love the whole idea of like selling out, when it's like, that's literally the whole idea. Like, are you not, like, you're not a real artist unless you make all your money on music. But if you make all your money doing music, then you're a sellout. Like, I don't know.
I remember when I was living in Vancouver.
I'm so available to sell out.
Yeah, well, that's it.
I'm here to sell out.
Like, I remember I was living in Vancouver and I had like a lot of punk friends, and I started playing in this, like, I guess more pop band, and we were like touring a bunch, flying around the world. I was like, this is so wild. And I just saw like one of my punk friends, alleged friends, there you go, he was just like, oh man, I never thought you'd sell out like this. I was like, sell out? You work at a vegan grocer and then like do your punk band. Like, I don't work for like a company here. Like, I literally am just playing music to pay the bills. It doesn't.
Yeah, isn't it? You know. Isn't it always? It's always the case. It's like, you appreciate the hustle. Everybody's like, oh man, you're such a hustler. You're out there all the time and you're hustling. You're getting everybody out there to see your stuff. And then as soon as you get a deal out of everything that you've been hustling for, it was like, whoa, hold on, put on the brakes a second here. You're with the man now. You've sold out. Get the fuck out. And get away from my fucking car. Get away from my car with that squeegee. Piece of shit.
I've used this line so many times, right? Canadian sketch artist kids in the hall. When they started really breaking through and getting some traction in the States, and their fans started to turn on them, and they actually did a bit on TV, and they said, hey guys, we know that all of you out there are saying right now, Kids in the Hall sold out. But don't say Kids in the Hall sold out. Say Kids in the Hall sold out, and that's okay.
Nice.
I love them.
Yeah.
Listen, because the audio in my headphones and the video on my screen is such bullshit, I'm just going to say fuck it, and I'm going to drink one of these MXG cannabis iced teas right now.
Let's go.
Last time
it was 2.5 hours we did this shit. So come on now. Quick question, a few things from the chat in here. Somebody is asking, is that shirt in Russian? No, it looks like denim to me. I don't know who you're talking about. And this mine one is actually here. Joe's on it.
I think it's probably this one. This is, it says No Bro. They're a Canadian band from Montreal, from Montreal.
Greater Quebec.
There you go.
And they totally rip. They're totally awesome. They're worth checking out. No Bro.
They opened for Blink-182. They did. In Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Blink-182. Very popular in the news right now for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. They have fans that do weird things. We already do.
You never know who's going to show up at a Blink-182 concert is all I'm saying.
Indeed.
I love that the news was like, a spoiled brat who loves Blink-182 is also harassing women online. It's like, yeah, we know. We know he is. He's the problem. He's part of the problem.
He's still the problem in that.
Unbelievable. Here's a question for you. Since we're talking about money, how many guitars do you have?
I think we probably have 14 to 18 in various states. Some of them have been a bit cannibalized to keep the others alive. But
all right, so you're familiar with a lot of the famous guitars out there, though, right? Like, you know, like Lucille, and you know what I mean, like Angus Young's guitar. Like, there's iconic guitars.
Yeah, Brian May's Red Thing.
Exactly. Right. Let me ask you this. With you know Kurt Cobain's broken guitar, the famous smashed guitar, right? How much would you pay for it?
I'd probably pay upwards of $400 to $500 just to have that, you know, because I could probably repair it and maybe play it a little bit.
Yeah, that guitar there, what did it go for again, ladies and gentlemen? $600,000.
Pretty good. No,
for that, it doesn't even fucking work.
Get a real platform.
You can't even play anything on it.
Well, we could play anything on anything. Gina could find a way to make that come. Tap the
string it up. Hold on.
And
string it up. Let's go.
Forget Kids in the Hall. That is my new favorite quote. You can play anything on anything.
You just got to think outside the box, man.
Yeah. Don't gate me, bro.
That is my new favorite quote. And you know what? Since Tid started talking about, you know, stuff that's actually in the news, we love getting the opinions of our guests about stuff that's out there. And we do have a couple stories that we want to throw at you guys and just see what you think about it. But, you know, we have to do this.
A little bit of news. Breaking current news.
Breaking news.
So 35 years ago today, long before I was born, Who Framed Roger Rabbit came out. It was considered to be a technological masterpiece. I'm assuming you've both seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Thoughts on the 35th anniversary?
Also way before I was born, so you know.
I remember seeing it as maybe like a 7-year-old, and I remember clearly thinking in my head, what the fuck?
That's progressive 7-year-old brain talk.
Yeah, I was just like, this is upending my expectations. Yeah, I don't know. 35 years, that's wild. Here's a question.
I thought it was porn when I was a kid. I was like, this is porn.
It is kind of porn. There's a porn.
Because I was just a wee baby.
It's like a porn parody, I guess. Who is this a famous actor?
Yeah.
That played the cop in the movie?
Yeah.
Bob Hoskins.
Okay.
Yeah,
familiar name. He's been in some stuff. Was he also the dad in...
He wasn't supposed to be the guy. The guy that originally got offered that part was Bill Murray. But Bill Murray nor his manager answer the phone or called the studio back. So, I think it was Zemeckis who ended up producing this for Spielberg's studios. And they got Bob Hoskins instead to play the part.
I'm going to have to watch
I hear. I don't know. Allegedly.
Yeah. How does it compare with, say, The Mask?
Yeah, I feel like it's got, like, the same vibes.
Cartoons come to life.
I'll guarantee you, Jessica Rabbit's got a kiss like a boxing glove.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. I've never finished to The Mask.
Yeah. Yeah. Despite trying.
Yeah. I don't believe that. I think you have.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Also, when the dog puts on the mask, that is hot.
I feel shame.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's another story here. I don't know if you guys heard this one. Yesterday in Denver, there was golf ball-sized hail that stopped a concert dead in its tracks. The opener had gone on, but the headliner was what's his name? Tomlinson, from the former member of One Direction. Mm-hmm. 90 people were treated for injuries because of this unseasonable hail. What's the weirdest thing that's ever stopped a performance of yours from happening?
One of the most weather-driven shows that we've done was during it was New Year's? Yeah, it was New Year's when we had, so it was like rain and snow at the same time. Literally, like, I picked up my keyboard when I was done playing and just like water just like poured out of it. And then Sam Roberts' band was closing the night and they literally played until like all of their gear just stopped working. Like one amp would go out and then like...
I had a flashback to like those old cartoons, you know, Gina being like all sad. My keyboard, I'm not supposed to get water in it.
Yeah.
It was a rental.
Dude, I wrestled twice in my entire career. I've wrestled twice when it was pouring rain. I've never, ever in my life been more fucking mad than those two times while wrestling. So I can only imagine, like, because you're like, not only are you're there losing equipment at the same time, right?
Yeah.
You don't got and that then, like, Sam Roberts money as well. Yeah. Did you make them pay for your equipment? That's what you should have done.
Ours was okay. But yeah, they were trying their best. They were like putting tarps up everywhere. The only other performance, it didn't really disrupt our performance, but we performed at the Junos this year with our friend Ason Abbey, who's an amazing artist. He was nominated, and a woman protested the greenbelt stuff, and she had disrupted the broadcast because she had greenbelt, like, and she had no shirt on, so she did it to Avril. Avril Lavigne was presenting, and Avril was like, "Get off my stage, bitch!" Like, smacked her in the boob.
She slapped a titty.
Yeah. There's some good memes of her, like, she slapped it too. Like, she really went in there.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Talking about things getting thrown on stage, Devin, you being the sex pot of Altered by Mom, how many bras have you had thrown at you in your career?
Yeah, honestly, enough bras that I've started my own. If you go at devinsdiscountbras.org. Actually, it's .sex. It was free. It was free for a month.
It was .edu for a while.
It was .edu, but they shut me down.
You know what you do is you start collecting them and you take them to concerts with you. Like, if you were at Alanis Morissette, you throw a bra up on stage at her to get her attention. Boom. Yeah. Now you're into a conversation that she's never going to forget.
Yeah, where she's like, "What just happened?" It's funny you mention that.
Or security comes and gets you. Well, one of the two happens.
Yeah, they want the bras too. When I was 12 or 13, I saw at the Sanderson Center in Brantford, Ontario, I saw the Philosopher Kings play, and women were throwing their bras at the Philosopher Kings.
This is like a theater, like a sit-down theater.
Yeah, I remember thinking then, okay, I got to be in a band because I want free bras more than anything.
Yeah. I also want free bras.
Yeah,
I know. During kids,
is that what you got into music for?
Yeah,
Gina.
Yeah. Free bras.
Yeah, it works. It works many ways for me.
Honestly, sometimes now I just go buy a bra because it's nice to remember what it's like to pay for a bra.
Yeah, throw me your bras.
I know. During Tid's wrestling career, he's had many pairs of Depends thrown at him, but that's about it.
That's nice. That's very nice.
That needs a rework, Donnie.
it's all on the fly, bro.
Yeah. Stick to intros.
Maybe the most Canadian story of the week. A drug syndicate was busted for hiding methamphetamine in Canadian maple syrup and canola oil that was being shipped to Australia for distribution. What the actual fuck?
Wow.
Whoa. That reminds me of Trailer Park Boys when they were trying to get the weed with the train, like across the border to Sebastian Bach. That's that kind of thing.
They went so far apparently as to, like, the cops found out about it, right? They were, because they were transporting it apparently in like liquid form, obviously, and the cops found out about it, emptied out a bunch of the drugs, filled it back up with water, and then can let it continue to where it had to go so that they could bust everybody on the back end.
So they brought water. They like carried water.
Oh man, that's actually pretty smart.
Right. Which will be really funny on, like, because you're going to have some automatic charges dropped, I would think, on the back end, because the lawyers are going to be like, actually, you didn't bust him with any drugs. You busted him with intent, but you didn't bust him with any drugs.
Yeah. True.
Okay, Ted, if they do a Canadian version of Breaking Bad, what do they call it?
If who does a Canadian version of Breaking Bad?
The, like, Canadian. If they make one on this story, this is the impetus for the pilot. What do we call the show?
Oh, geez. I don't even, like, how could you, what would you call the show? Because, I mean, it's obvious. They sent it over in syrup.
Selling
really?
Sap.
Maple. Yeah. Like, I mean, can you imagine? Like, you got people sitting in trailers in their trailer parks, just making like blue syrup or some shit like that.
They're doing it in condos, man. There's so many condos that explode in
bathtub syrup is going to be a problem in Toronto.
Yeah.
Hey, the Breaking Bad question. Oh, Breaking thing? Maple. Breaking That's pretty maple. Good, Topo pretty Gigio. Good. The Breaking Bad question brings a question to mind, because I don't think I ever actually... WhatsApp from Andy in Ontario. Nice. I don't think I ever asked you guys this, but, like, does Altered by Mom, aside from the fact that you guys are just always making music, you're always in the fucking studio, and if you're not, Gina is, like, saving cats, or she's like doing voiceover work or some other shit. Do you guys ever just sit on the couch and fucking Netflix? Like, what do you guys ever like sit and watch, or do you even do that?
Fuck and Netflix? Is that what you asked?
No. Yeah. Like after, like first, hey, let's get this out of the way. Let's get comfortable afterwards. Yeah.
Which comes first?
Yeah.
I tell you, usually we put everything in the calendar. That's all, you know.
Yeah. I mean, totally. Like when we're on tour, you know, and like, even if it's just for a week, even after Winnipeg, like traveling makes you tired too. Right. So like, I like to say that I'm going to go full gremlin. I'm just like, nobody talk to me. I'm going full gremlin.
Chris Abel's 499. He's got it figured out here, apparently. He says the Canadian version would just be called Breaking Bad, eh?
Top marks.
Yeah.
That needs a rework, Chris Abel's, but we'll take your 499. Thank you very much.
Where are we in the script? I'm totally lost. Yeah, I can't just...
It's been a long day. So it's been a long day for Chris. He was the guest. Well, I mean, the not so welcome guest at some point on the show earlier, the Ray DeVito show, where Ray just started yelling at him right out the gate. And then he had his own Levy Land show where his host is rude to people inside of the chat. And now he's here supporting this show. I listen, I love me some Chris Abels. We had a great time. Check out his show, everybody. The Replay Abels that he does on Friday nights, 9 p.m., where people just try to get him drunk. I was a guest last week on his show, and people tried to get us really drunk, and I drank a lot of alcohol. It was good times. And it's a fun show, and he's a good guy. So there you go. Quick plug, quick shout out to my boy Chris Abels.
Like, hey, there's one other story I want to get your take on here, Altered by Mom. I know Gina doesn't give a rat's ass about sports, because I've sat in a bar having nachos with Gina, and she looked at the screen and looked at me, and I think she was more entertained by my reactions to things than by the actual game. Devin, do you give a shit about sports or no?
Oh, this is a huge sports guy. I totally know all the rules, and... Okay. I totally when the protagonists advance. Like, that's... Oh, yeah.
So you don't actually need to know sports to comment on this story, but future NFL Hall of Famer and total COVID denier Aaron Rodgers is now pushing hard for the legalization of magic mushrooms. I don't know how to feel about this, because on one hand, I'm like, yeah, but I don't know if I want him being the face of this campaign.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, politics are funny that way. Like, I think about, like, you bump into, like, funny libertarians from, like, the weird islands of BC where they're just, like, keep the government off my land and everyone should be able to bang whoever they want, but no immigrants. And you're like, what the fuck? How do you even count that with everything else? Like, they'll be so left wing on stuff and then just have like a random like Nazi tendency. You're like, I don't understand.
So, well, you even see here in this video, he's got with him, that's Aubrey Marcus. Aubrey Marcus, writer guy. He's also the guy that started On It. I don't know if you're familiar. It's a supplement company that Joe Rogan preaches a lot about. And the reason they do is they have a product called Alpha Brain, where one of the ingredients in Alpha Brain is small microdoses of mushrooms.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And so yeah, obviously there's a thing there. I don't know if I'm taking the word of a dude like Aaron Rodgers for, you know, my drug intake. Although, yeah. I mean, ayahuasca does sound fun, and I do, trust me, I love some mushrooms. I'm on them now.
Yeah.
In fairness, Tid, you've taken drug advice from way shadier people.
Bro, I've picked up drugs off the ground and taken them.
Sick.
I'm not even going to lie. When I was younger, I used to work in some shady after hours places. And one day at the end of the whole thing, there was a bottle of pills that was found outside. I took it.
I remember when we were working at Toronto nightclub together, and there was somebody who was like trying to smuggle a joint into the club. It was in the brim of their hat. And like, this is way before weed was legal in the Toronto area. And, you know, I think in our club, we didn't even allow hats, right, Tid? And he's like, take your hat off, please. And he takes the hat off, and Tid looks inside. He's like, mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, I'll leave. Can I get that back? No, you cannot. That is mine, and I will smoke that later. Thank you.
That was always the thing about going to the music festivals. They confiscate all your stuff, and you know they're just going to have a party afterwards.
yeah, right? But I think it kind of depends on, like, your vibe, too. For me, it was. You know what I mean? Like, if your vibe is, like, if you're cool about it, then you know what? Just take it. Go smoke it someplace else. Come back. Because I know that your intent is to try to do it inside. And when you do it inside, now you're impeding on my ability to do my job. Yeah. And you know what I mean? So I get all of that stuff. So it wasn't like I was just like Gestapo goose stepping down the line, you know, frisking people down. You know what I mean? Yeah. Bag checking everybody for pot back in the day. No, there was cocaine, too.
Yeah, he had everything. It was a classy joint.
Nice.
Listen, Altered by Mom, you guys are musical fucking geniuses, and I feel like we would be remiss and we'd be totally ripping off the audience if we didn't give them a taste of your powers. But before we just, you know, let you go and do something that's maybe on the new EP or whatever else, I was thinking maybe we would have a little fun, and maybe because you guys are this like super creative force, you made a song a week for a fucking year. You guys are music producing machines. So I thought, what are the odds we could just throw a topic at ABM and have them riff and create a jam right here on the Godfathers of Podcasting?
I love it.
Let's do it.
What are we talking, like just one word?
I don't know. You know what? Because I'm in the mood. Can we make a song about like edibles? Can we make a song about cannabis drinks or something?
Oh, I can't wait to see you fucking try to rhyme with psilocybin. Let's go.
Now we vibing.
Okay, it's in there. Psilocybin.
All right. I think it should be sad.
Little... Fuck it. Just do all the drug references. We've given you one. You think of the rest.
All right. Weed drinks, they make me sleepy, and Tid thinks we can't have them in the club. For psilocybin, now we vibing, some little sparkles in a bag. Don't take my bag. Don't take it from me, Tid. I wanna get high in the club. High in the club. Don't take it from me, Tid.
Take it from me, Tid.
Don't take it from me, Tid.
Don't take it from me, Tid. You're the man, you're the man. Don't take it from me, Tid.
Oh, I think you just did.
Clip that, please. I'm going to need that clip because it's the only chance I'm going to ever get to hear a woman passionately say, "Don't take it from me, Tim." Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good night.
That's a fucking smash. And if that's not on the next EP, we got a problem.
Done.
All right, now we're warmed up. Let's do another. Well, let's get an audience.
Yeah. What else we got?
So they know that we didn't pre-write that beautiful, amazing, perfect song.
Yeah, it was literally tremendous. Perfect.
What was that last comment? Was it my lost interest up on the screen?
Flamer, fire.
Oh, fire.
Fire! Yeah. I love it. Yeah. If nothing else, you know, and I'll say it again, for me and Donnie, this has been a roller coaster ride of creativity. We appreciate you guys like sticking through this with us this entire time. But it has been fun, and as you can see in here, you've made a couple of new fans. So you know what I mean?
Nice.
This is what it goes back to. Like I was saying earlier, everybody appreciates the hustle. But just know this: when you do sign that big deal, and when you do, you're like, no, you're gonna have to contact my manager now. I'm gonna hold you to it. Don't forget, you know. I mean, not that we're little or anything like that, but fuck, don't forget us. You know,
yeah.
the way Donnie gushes over you guys, you'll never be able to forget, because he's gonna be camping out in front of your house, I'm sure. Stalker one.
Before we do wrap up for the night, as much as I love the We Drink song and it was a fucking banger, can we hear a little something off the new EP that's coming out next week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could just do like a chorus of
Sounds Good.
Every Girl. You want to dive in?
Yeah.
Oh, what are we doing? Why is that up on the screen, you fucking...
This is funny.
You want it?
Did you guys know Donnie was a priest? Not like, okay, I should say like a reverend, not like a priest, like a you know, come here, my son type of priest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No. He's a reverend.
Looks like he shared some wisdom.
He's a reverend that allows people to make bad decisions.
I didn't know you could wear that hat with a tux.
Yeah.
It looks good.
He became a reverend online. Apparently they don't even need to see a picture of you.
Yeah.
Stop trying to minimize my accomplishments as a man of the cloth, Tidwell. That's right. Enough. I'm a member of the clergy.
We can get married right now.
I will not be disrespected.
Look, even the other two people in this picture are like, oh, we picked the wrong dude for this. Fuck, and they're related to him.
Both of them?
Yes, that's the beautiful
They're
part.
His brother and his sister, okay?
Chris Abels again with the $9.99. Love the show. Love the band. Take the super chat from me, Tid. Take it from me, Tid. I'll take it from you all day long, Chris Abels. All day long, because I feel like you're really small.
I think we found something.
Yeah.
I think there's a song there, guys.
Yeah, something was born.
All right, so what are you going to play for us? For reals?
Well, we heard a little bit of Dive In playing at the top of the show, so maybe we'll do Dive In, if that's okay.
I fucking love Dive In. It's okay. Such a great song. And if you're listening to this right now and you want to see Gina topless, the video is up on YouTube, and Gina is topless.
I am topless.
And she's literally diving into the lake, and it's pretty badass.
In December.
It was
cold. You froze, right?
Yeah. I dove in, and then I'm so glad we got that shot, because literally I stood up right after and the whole lake was just seaweed, and I immediately fell again, and they all thought that I like passed out. I was like, whoop, I'm back in. Yeah.
Please tell me that was one take.
It was, yeah.
We did. We made sure we could get it in one.
Yeah, I had to stand in the water for a long time, though, to get like shots like that.
I think it was funny, because when I saw you at one year, I think it was when I saw you at that acoustic show you guys did.
Unplugged North.
And you were talking about the video shoot, I think it was, or maybe it was after that, I can't remember. But you were saying, oh yeah, I turned to the guy that was there playing drums, and I'm like, you're about to see me naked, so.
Yeah, our drummer Chris, he's amazing. He was trying so hard not to look.
All right, let's hear enough of my bullshit. Let's hear a little bit of Dive In.
Mm-hmm.
buzzing like a spark, like adrenaline. A rush of blood to the head again. You gotta catch a wave, seize the moment. Gotta spin that thread till it's golden. Now I can see that you wanna count on me. And it should be as easy as 1, 2, 3. Take a breath, take another one, take another one. Why can't I just dive in? Why can't I take the leap? You always said that you believe in me. Why am I scared? What can I do? I look around and all that I see is proof. Why can't I dive in? Why can't I just dive in? Oh, why can't I dive in? This is where I'm at, trying to claim a space. Your orbit's so wide, it pulls me in. Break myself out of this tiny room. Got roughed up a bit, got a couple of bruises. I am a little late, I promise that I will be well worth the wait. Take a breath, take another one, take another one. Why can't I just dive in? Why can't I take the leap? You always said that you believe in me. Why am I scared? What can I do? I look around and all that I see is proof. Why can't I dive in? Why can't I just dive in? Dive in, why can't I take the leap? You always said that you believe in me. Why am I scared? What can I do? I look around and all that I see is proof. Why can't I dive in?
From me, Ted.
Whew, I'm sweating.
Get the fuck out of here, everybody else. Altered by Mom just beats you all. Get the fuck out of here, man. Like, just stop. Like, if you're an independent artist, I don't want to shit on your dreams, but fuck off. Like, listen to that. Come on.
Thanks.
Come on. This is so good. It's so good. I'm sitting here singing along. Aww. Thank God I turned on my mute button because I'm just like.
Yeah, you should have. It would have been great. That's some good
French
fry music.
No wetsuit. My lost interest is solid. Topo Gigio, you okay, Donnie? Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just rocking to a little ABM, baby.
It's amazing. Very well done, you guys. I wanted to say this earlier. My lost interest says, everyone, treat yourself to the official Altered by Mom blind music video after this podcast concludes. It's allegedly very good.
Oh, deep. Ooh.
Allegedly.
Good one, there you go. Yeah.
Just so we're perfectly clear, though, I am going to smash to that song later.
Yes.
Like, please, that's going to be my opening line right there. Why can't I just dive in? Like, what the fuck?
Come on. Let me dive in. Come on.
Come on. And she's going to be like, nah, Ted, take it away from me.
Take it from me, Ted. Take that boner away from me.
Oh my
Please
God.
Smash I that love song it so though, much. Also.
Smash to it.
Devin, Gina, listen, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for putting up with whatever technical fuckery is going on tonight, because to Tid and I, this whole show has sounded like a goddamn train wreck.
You guys did
and
so great.
We hope it's worked out for you guys. Great. You're always so good with your time. Go ahead and let people know where they can find your music, where they can get Ahem, the new EP, and what else they should know that ABM is up to in the next little while.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ahem drops June 30th. You can get it. Make sure you stream it. We're going to be playing a live show in Toronto August 16th with our friend Shred Kelly. So if you're at the Rivoli on August 16th, come on out and say hi. At Altered by Mom everywhere. That's where you can find us.
I love it. Gina, Devin, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for your time. Hang around backstage for a minute, okay? We're just going to sign off.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks you two are the best. Us. Thanks, Danny.
All right. Guys, talk soon. There they go, everybody. Altered by Mom. Tid, I don't know. I hope the people in the chat have enjoyed this show. People in the chat, have you enjoyed this show? Because to Tid and I, this has been like jumper cables on your nipples. This has been a really painful episode.
I'm okay with it. Chris Abel says, awesome show. Cheers, everyone. You know what? Listen, we do what we do because nobody else would do it. I don't even know what the fuck that's supposed to mean. It's probably just the mushrooms kicking in. But yes, very good show. Donnie.
Thank you, Jerry Leahan. Stacey
thank
Allen.
You once again.
Good show, guys.
Everybody, please. Let's see. We've got SNME Network. With this show that'll go up on the audio version. We've got a new episode of the Wayans Brothers coming out in the next little bit as well. At Merry Wanderers is always a fun ridiculousness sometimes before they take down the episodes because YouTube tries to make up their own rules sometimes apparently. And that's Merry Wanderers, M-A-R-I, Wanderers. There you go. You can find all of that information out from me at Notorious TID across all of the rest of the socials. And to everybody in the chat, thank you very much for joining in tonight. Sorry if for being late. We try not to make it happen, but thank you so much. And I'll make it up to all of you in your dreams later.
That is my much older, much bigger brother, Chris Tidwell. I'm Donnie Da Silva. Thank you for hanging out with us. This is 142 in the books. We are done with this party. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
All right, then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck